Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, Jordan.
All right there, William.
How was Birmingham for you?
Birmingham for me was absolutely bloody brilliant.
We had a nice audience, didn't we?
We had a really nice audience in Birmingham.
Do you think being there for the 24 hours we were there has made us speak like a brummie?
I think it has, you know. I think it has.
Sorry to all of Birmingham and all of the Midlands. It's
Jordan.
Not
for any particular reason, just sorry.
Don't be... it's Jordan and William. We're currently on our way up to Leeds for our final show of the tour tonight. This is Help I Sexed My Boss live on the road. We're doing some special episodes for you, our wonderful Gene Divas, who can't make it to see us live. And yeah, we're currently in the van. Producer Ben's here.
Hi, guys.
I'm in the middle doing the Duchess slant. Got a bollock popping out of my eyeball. It's that close.
Obviously, we did Birmingham last night, but we also had a nice dinner with my parents.
Yes.
Which I feel we should debrief on, because you've now met my father.
Yeah, so I have met both the Hanson parents. Sarah's lovely. Darling, you can stay again, my love. You stay again. We drink wine, we drink, we talk, we eat. We drink more, we talk more, we drink again, we drink even more and we eat. So yeah, they were great hosts. They were really nice. We met Brian for the first time and we had a lovely meal.
Well, I've met him before.
Yeah. We had Thai green chicken curry. Have I said that right?
Thai green chicken curry.
Yeah, we had that, which was lovely. They put their rice in bowls down there. So they put a big bowl of rice on the table.
How do you serve it in your part of the world?
Well, you just put it on your plate, don't you? Then we had homemade. It was absolutely delicious. Blueberry and raspberry crumble.
Blackberry and apple.
Was it blackberry and apple?
Yes.
Oh, we had crumble homemade. I had it with ice cream. Ben had it with custard. And then for afters, I only ever see this.
For what? We don't... For the cheese course.
Well, I only ever see cheese on our table at Christmas. They brought out cheese in January on a Monday night. So, and we met Brian, who is also a lovely bloke, but...
Very tolerant.
We'd had a few drinks and Brian just started ranting about Saturday Night Telly, which I thought was absolutely one of the highlights of the tour.
He did at one point, with no sense of irony, basically say, bring back Cilla Black.
He was like, well, Jordan, I mean, you work for the BBC, what do you fucking think of the state of Saturday Night Telly at the moment? It's absolutely fucking horrific. What did you say? Now, darling, calm down, Brian. We have guests. Oh, fuck off, Sarah, and have another drink. I'm telling you now. Saturday, what were we watching the other night, darling? What was it called? The Masked Singer. Brian ranting about the Masked Singer.
My father does not go singer.
For about 30 minutes. What happened to the Generation Game and all the other stuff? Noel Edmonds, I could never stand that dickhead, but at least he was an entertainer. Instead, I'm sat there on a Saturday night. I totally agree with you, Brian. He's on its arse. It fucking is, Jordan. You want to get down to the BBC? You want to get it sorted?
My parents are probably going to sue you.
Please, promise me this.
They won't get much out of you.
I said this to William as we left his house the other day. Please never, ever let your parents hear any of the podcasts.
It's a ticking time bomb now.
Please, because I always said to him, why don't your mum and dad listen? My mum and dad listen. Please never, ever let them. William, shall we tell our Gene Divas that we will speak to him next when we're in Leeds, getting ready to go
on stage? Yes, for the final show.
Oh, I'm going to miss you, guys. I'm going to miss you, William.
What about me, guys?
Oh, we'll miss you as well, Ben.
Well, yes. It'll be nice to have a break from you.
I reckon we're all going to be on a downer. Shall we leave with a song?
Yes, all right. We've got the lyrics this time.
I can show you the world.
Shining, shimmering, splendid.
A whole new world.
You've just jumped the verse. It's Tell Me Princess.
Tell Me Princess. We'll do my version. We'll start again. Shut up.
Is this, or has Princess Jasmine done a bit of a Meghan Markle and has been stripped of her title as well?
Oh, good one, old boy.
I can show you the world.
Shining, shimmering, splendid.
A whole new world.
A whole new world.
A new fantastic point of view.
No one to tell us no.
No. Or where to go. Or say we're only dreaming.
This is like a Harry and Meghan song. A fantastic new point of view.
Come on. A whole
new world. No one
new,
to tell us no.
Come on. A whole
new world. A dazzling place I never knew.
But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you. And we're going to end on, don't know where we're going, got no way of knowing, driving on the road to nowhere, checking out the women. Can you still say that these days? Sponging for a living, driving on the road to nowhere, and we don't take shit from anyone, because all you want to do is have some fun with Max and Paddy. Paddy and Max. Thanks, Ben. And best of all, we don't pay council tax. Woo! Yes! Yes, Ben beeped!
Isn't heterosexual humour dull? Well, here we are, the final date of our tour in Leeds.
We are backstage in Leeds. William and I are about to go on stage in 40 minutes' time.
And I've just had a radical shirt change. I'm actually wearing a different shirt than I've worn on the rest of the tour.
Radical is blue for Ralph Lauren was.
Lauren.
Ralph Lauren.
I prefer standing up, Ben.
Ben's
trying to get me to sit on him.
Yeah.
But instead I'm
standing
up.
Really, we just wanted to check in and say we've thoroughly enjoyed the tour. It's been absolutely fantastic. There's been ups. There's been downs. There's been midway points. There's been last night when me and Ben fell out, but...
There's been Birmingham.
The point is, it's been brilliant. And we want to say thank you to all you amazing Gene Divas that have come to watch us. And if you didn't, hopefully, if we tour again, we'd love you to come and see us.
Before we go any further, Jordan, little confession on behalf of producer Ben, but also we are both culpable in this as well, because we forgot that we had also recorded some audio in the morning, the night after the Bristol show, round my parents' kitchen table.
Oh, okay.
And we should have put that in the previous special episode, but there was so much content from that visit, we forgot.
So much content!
So here it is. Well, Jordan, welcome to Bristol.
Thank you. Thank you.
And welcome, Gene Divas, to this bonus episode of our Bring on the D tour. We are coming to you from the kitchen of Brian and Sarah Hansen.
Yep, we are currently at William's mum and dad's house. We got here last night. We're in the kitchen, like William said. And I've been on my best behaviour, haven't I?
Yes, you haven't actually met either of my parents yet.
No.
So, but I appreciate you have been on your best behaviour or your interpretation of your best behaviour up until now.
So William's mum and dad were in bed when we got back last night and they've both gone to work this morning. Well,
my mother's gone to tennis.
Oh, has she gone to tennis?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Has she actually?
Yes.
So his mum's gone to tennis and his dad's gone to work. So they're going to be back soon, apparently. But yeah, we had a good night. The tour's going well. We got back last night and Sarah left us a picky tea.
It was a cold collation.
A cold what?
Collation.
It was a picky tea. Producer Ben enjoyed it as well. I mean, William told his mum and dad that I liked bread.
They said, now what do Ben and Jordan like eating? And I said, well, Ben doesn't really like mushrooms, but other than that, he's not fussy. And Jordan likes bread.
Right. First of all, why did you say that? Because now they probably think, oh, we've got some thick northerner in our house that just likes bread and butter. Bread and dripping will do me.
Fine, thanks, Sarah. Just get me some bread and dripping.
You don't have to do the accent.
Get me some bread and dripping. Ooh, bit of bread, bit of butter, I'll be sound. No, you're all right. None of that muck for me. Bit of bread and butter. I bet you think I'm right simple.
So we had two loaves we came back to as part of the picky tea last
Two night. Loaves of bread were on the table.
A sourdough and a sort of fairly normal plain white sandwich loaf. And then when we got up this morning for breakfast, my father had been dispatched to Waitrose this morning to get another loaf of bread.
The poor man went out. We've now got four loaves of bread, four croissants,
croissant,
a sourdough,
a what?
And some rolls.
A what?
Sourdough.
Yeah.
And then we played Bristol last night, which was great.
Lovely, our biggest crowd so far.
Our biggest crowd.
And you got my brother up on stage.
Yes.
I really appreciate it.
So James Handsome was in the crowd and we thought, let's get James up on stage.
No, we didn't think that.
Well, I thought, let's get James up on stage and he got a massive cheer. And I asked
him. He came up on stage holding a pint of beer.
Yeah.
I mean, as if.
James came up
on stage.
I've
always said one of us potentially was adopted, and the jury's out as to which one.
James came up on stage with a pint of beer, and the first question I said to him, so are you and your brother alike? That got a laugh.
Yes.
You had to be there.
So, yeah, and also James was helping us sell our wares. Which James, is nice. And when we were doing the meet and greet afterwards, we were right next to the merchandise table. And he was honestly, he was like someone on a fish market. Any merchandise, get your G and Diva t-shirts.
I know it was.
And that was his. I mean, that is how he sounds. Actually, his vowels aren't quite
it's
as
like,
nice.
It's
as
like
mine.
An episode of EastEnders. We him and producer Ben, weren't it last night? Yeah, James was selling merchandise. By the way, William is so bossy with him. I had to tell him on a couple of occasions, like William. So poor James had come to see us. William stuck him behind the merch desk. And he actually got really into it, didn't he? Yeah.
He did, yeah. No, he
well, what, I'll do you a deal, what? I'll give you two tote bags, a couple of T-shirts and a nuddy. You call it 50 quid and it's what? That's what he did, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Can we talk about my favourite moment of our stay at my parents' so far, which was last night, just before we were sort of turning off all the lights, ready to go upstairs to our separate bedrooms. And
we've all got our own bedroom each. Producer Ben's in the biggest bedroom with the ensuite, which is really...
He arrived first. Now, Ben has actually now met my parents, and I got a text from my mother to say, Ben is lovely.
Yeah, and I'm nervous, because they think Ben's charmed and Ben can turn it on when he wants to. He's not all, hi, guys. Yeah, he can actually turn it on. He's a well-educated man. He knows what he's doing. I'm now nervous that your mum said they like Ben. He's probably playing tennis now going, oh, did I tell you, we've got some fucking simpleton. He likes bread and butter.
How
apparently.
Many accents does my mother now have?
This is before she's had a drink. I said, oh, get some bread and dipping. Yeah, fucking northerners staying over. Your serve. So that's Sarah before a drink.
Yes. But anyway, last night, just before we went to bed and were turning off the lights, you went, well, what did you tell me? It's behind you at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I said, are you going to turn your cooker? I said, your cooker's on. And William just laughed. And I went, no, seriously, your big cooker's on. You need to turn it off before you go to bed.
It's an Arga. It's always on. And you're like, no, it's piping hot.
I was like, it's piping hot. And the hob was hot as well.
Yeah, but that's an Arga. That's the whole point of an Arga, is that it's on.
Really?
Always. It's constant heat. And you were very worried about this and thought it would burn the house down.
So at 1 o'clock this morning, I text William saying, are you sure we're all right with that cooker? I couldn't sleep.
I had visions of you telling my... you wanted me to turn it off.
Yeah.
I couldn't have my mother coming down in the morning and then finding, why is the Arga not working?
Who goes to bed and leaves a cooker on?
But it's an Arga. It's meant to be on. It gets turned off in the summer when it gets too hot.
Well, where I'm from, we turn the cooker off when we finish cooking.
Cooking.
Don't go to I never say cooking, I'm just playing up to it. But we don't go to bed and leave the cooker on.
Well, we do here.
I'll tell you this, it's a beautiful house. It's exactly how I imagined it as well. Yeah, I was like a kid off that Disney advert when I was being driven in last night. I was like... But it's exactly how I imagined it. It's a beautiful house. You've got a beautiful home.
Thank you.
Oh,
happy memories.
Nice.
That was lovely.
That was before I met Brian.
And Sarah.
Bloody Cilla Black. And Sarah, hello darlings.
And is your mind now at ease about my mother's cooker?
Yeah. I mean, what sort of people leave the cooker on all night? Who does that?
your house will burn down. Should we take us and should we just go and have a little sneak on the stage? Come on.
Yeah, all right.
We'll take you now, Gene Diva. So people are starting to...
I can't go on stage, though. Can
people
you,
are starting
well,
to
look,
come
can
in.
You hear that? Okay. You're soaking up the
people
atmos.
People are starting to come in now. So we're just about to go. You can hear the music. You can hear the laughter already. William has a little peek. William, come here. We're just going to have a little peek. Oh, we can see some people.
Can I have a little peep?
I love the people that get to the front row. They're really uber keen, aren't they?
Oh, wow, yeah.
So we're about 20 yards away from our first...
I don't like her top.
You don't like her top? No. Why? What's wrong with it?
Well, just, you know, it's a bit flowery. Who'd wear a flowery top?
I like it. Right, I think on that note, we should leave you. Thanks
yeah.
so much for
thank
listening.
Thank you for everything. Jordan, thank you. Mm-hmm. Ben, thank you.
Producer Ben, can I just say, Producer Ben's been great. I mean, real talk now, putting up with us two is not easy. Especially last night when the microphone wouldn't work and I had a bit of a diva fit. So,
did you have a diva fit yesterday?
I didn't have a diva fit. I just
you hid it well.
Did I?
Hmm. What was wrong?
I just wasn't
nothing happy. With your mic.
Anyway, so... No, seriously, big thank you to producer Ben and also to merchandise Matt as well that's been on the tour.
And Chelsea.
And Chelsea.
For London.
Also, everyone at Audio Always who made the podcast. But thank you to producer Ben, most of all, and to you, our wonderful Gene Divas. We've had an amazing time and I really don't want it to end.
Can I get a word in?
Yeah.
Just before I get shoehorned out this podcast.
Go on, go for it. What do you want to say?
Thank you.
Is that it?
Yep.
Right.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.